Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. We got you. We got you. I warned you guys. Didn't I warn you? You needed to be ready for Valentine's. Nobody listens. Nobody ever listens.
I don't know what's going on with my microphone. Even my microphone is, my microphone's a little limp. Somebody took my microphone Cialis. Yeah, so guys, we got you. We got you. We got you. Valentine's Day. I told you. No, no, no. Too late for that. Can't just run out and get flowers. What makes you think you're going to be able to just run out and get flowers? It's too late. You've, what is it? You screwed the pooch? What's that term? Yeah, it's killed the pooch. I don't know. No, it's too late. So, okay, so here's the thing. Let's break this down. We got to get through this. I don't know why this holiday still exists. I don't. It's just too stressful. I told you, the single people hate it because they feel like there's something wrong with them for not being hooked up with somebody. The married people, they don't have it easy because there's like, okay, well, you know, I now have all these expectations. And then when you're not married and you're dating somebody, that's the worst because your whole relationship rests sometimes on how you handle Valentine's. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't want to stereotype or put women in a bad light, but there are some women that panic so much about being single on Valentine's that they will venture into a relationship just so they're not single on Valentine's. And depending on how things go, it'll either go one way or not. And it's just, that's why I hate this holiday. This holiday's so stupid. It is so stupid. So I can't stand Valentine's, but here we are. Let's get through it. Okay, so some of you guys have not bought any gifts, and you're now in trouble. So, I mean, if you could get some flowers, go for it. But remember, roses are in short supply. They're also very expensive. And what you're going to spend, like let's say you're like, you know what, I'm going to buy her a nice bouquet for $30. Remember you used to be able to grab for $20 some roses or $30. Okay, now it's like $100. So if you're like, well, then let me just buy her one rose. Okay, one rose used to be $1.50. So she's not going to realize that one rose was $20. So leave the price tag on it. I think, you know what? I think leaving the price tag is totally fine. No, listen to me about this. Listen to me. Okay, you guys are like, oh, you can't leave the price tag on because that's cheesy. It's cheesy if you do it on purpose. If you don't do it on purpose, like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I don't know why I did that. Then somebody's like, oh, okay, well then, wow. You see, I don't know. I think you could get away with that. You can't do this. Like, I once bought something at, like, Smith's or Albertsons. Okay, you can't really necessarily leave that on there. And, like, sometimes the flowers, remember the flowers used to be $9.99? You could get, like, daffodils. And why not a dahlia? Have you guys ever looked at the dahlia flower? Yeah, no. I'm not. I know I'm supposed to be named after the flower, but the dahlia flower is way prettier. Dahlias could substitute for roses if you want. They could. Okay. So here's the thing. First of all, Valentine's is not about how expensive the gift is. It never is. And if it is, then you got to drop that person as fast as possible. What Valentine's is do you really get that other person? Do you love them? Do you really understand and get them? So for my husband, he already knows we're eating steak. I'm like, yeah, he figured me out. All right, good. And he's going to give me some chocolates. So that, we're good. Valentine's, he's fine. He has it easy. But for those of you, like, well, wait a second, what if she doesn't want to eat? What if she wants, you know, and it's really, really hard, okay? Especially when you're dating somebody new. So sometimes What you could do is if you have money and you want to do the bracelet or you want to do the necklace, jewelry is big on Valentine's because it lasts long. Like, I can't tell you how many times I hear people say, yes, I got this last Valentine's. I got this our first Valentine's. Your first Valentine's, you're kind of in trouble. So you're going to have to kind of get something big, but something that could last. That's why I don't do flowers. Flowers die. But if it's like a charm bracelet or an anklet or something like that, maybe a toe ring, nose ring. But I would probably do like maybe a bracelet or a necklace. It doesn't have to be too expensive. But what you do, okay, and so it's not too expensive, is you get your, you could get your like initials engraved in it. So it didn't look like you just ran to Target and bought a quick necklace sort of thing. It looks like you spent time. I understand you guys only have like maybe 8 hours. I get that. You screwed up. But if you could find somebody that can engrave something, or you could find a necklace that is, this is what you do. This is what you guys do. Okay. Figure out when her birthday is. Now, so let's say her birthday, okay, so my birthday is June. I don't know my birthday stone. I think it's like a pinkish thing. So figure out the stone, and whatever color it is, you go, I got this for you because it's of your birthday stone. And I figured for Valentine's or something like this, like, oh, see, that maybe that like works, okay? I'll tell you guys birthday stones in a second. Another thing you could do is you could like make like a playlist of their favorite songs. That's always cool. Writing a poem is fantastic. I mean, still give her some chocolate, but say, look, I worked for a week on this, okay? Don't laugh. You know, roses are red, violets are blue. You know, I don't have gonorrhea anymore. How about you? You know, something like that. You can write something, you know, do it really. But I did that for Corey. I wrote a poem, and it had multiple more stanzas. And it was so personal in terms of things that only could be about him, because I was so worried he was going to think that I used my ex-boyfriend's poem. I didn't. I wrote specific, which is what, yeah, don't go to Google Docs. Start a whole new Google Docs for this poem. Otherwise, you're going to accidentally use your ex's on that. But sometimes poetry is really, really good. You know what would have been really cool for Valentine's is, remember I told you with Amazon, you're able to publish a book? What would have been a great gift is you write a little love story book, and then you publish it, and then you buy the book, you give it to her, you publish a book, and she's like, oh my God, I don't want this out there. You could always unpublish it, but at least you made a book. That's a pretty kind of a cool idea. It's not that expensive also. You know, candles, bubble bath, just go, look, this is all about you. Anything you want to do, a romantic walk, you know, so I know, but honestly, yeah, guys, look, it's only one day. It's almost February 15th. We'll get through this. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts.
And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app. Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the card? Yes! The Royal Flush!
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I had a great time at Super Bowl. I love Super Bowl. Super Bowl is like one of my favorite holidays. So we had a great time. We went to our friend's house. And it was just fantastic. And it was funny because I usually when it comes to football, the house has to be quiet. I want to hear the Star Spangled Banner. I want to hear Mickey Guyton, I guess, did a fantastic job. I was speaking and talking like the whole time. And so I kind of missed a lot of the things with Super Bowl, but that was my fault just because I was, you know, just very talkative and loquacious and social. But hopefully everybody else at the party got to watch the game. The Star Spangled Banner was fantastic. I thought the Rams scored first. So for those of us who put a bet on that, we're pretty happy about that one. Rams ended up winning, what was it, 23-20? I wasn't even paying attention at the end. I don't know what my problem was. Okay, let me see. What was the score? Was it, yeah, 23-20 with the Rams. I got to tell you, with the Bengals, I mean, fans, Joe Burrow's, remember, he's a Heisman Trophy winner. He had, like, his rookie season last year. He had a knee injury, I believe. So he didn't really get to do his big breakout. And so his breakout season was really this season, and he took the Bengals to the Super Bowl. So some interesting things is going to probably happen with the Bengals. A lot of young blood right now. A lot of youth in football. As Big Ben and Drew Brees and Tom Brady are leaving, I guess the only geriatric player left is Aaron Rodgers. And mind you, he's younger than me. I don't know if I could be old enough to be his mom. I don't think I'm old enough. I guess I could if I really got pregnant, like, young. So we're seeing a lot of these new young quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson of the Ravens, I think he's only 26 years old, also a Heisman Trophy winner. Kyler Murray. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens. I am a little nervous about, the Cowboys because, you know, we're kind of locked in. But we got great players. It's just we don't have our rhythm and we don't have our O-line, so we got to kind of get that figured out. But I thought for the most part, it was an overall good season considering all the COVID and the drama and everything, you know, going on. But it was good. I can't comment on the calls that were made because, again, I was, like, too busy talking and eating. There was so much good food, I really overate. Some of the Super Bowl ads I did see, I was able to see some of them, and I posted this for you guys. You can see some of the ads before they played. So, like, the Lay's potato chip ad with Paul Rudd and Seth Rogen was kind of cute. That was a good one. There was a Dr. Evil ad, which brought back everybody. It brought back, Austin Powers and who's the one that yelled? I forget, you know, that captain, that girl that yelled at his son, Seth Green. So it was pretty well done. That one, I don't know what it was about. I don't know what it was. Oh, GM. So it was about GM. Let me see here. The Hellman's Mayo Tackles Food Waste. That was pretty cool. There were the Uber Eats, Don't Uber Eats. I don't remember seeing that one. There was, let me see, a Robo Dog. The Rocket Homes Mortgage and the Barbie, I don't know if I saw that one. There was, so I can't really necessarily rate these for you, but definitely check it out. I thought the Bud Light Seltzer was there was supposed to be an Arnold Schwarzenegger one. I saw that post game. That was fantastic with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Selma Hayek. They were Zeus and Hera. It was actually pretty, pretty good. That was for BMW. And then I saw the Scrubs guys, the Turk and JD. Turk and JD. Turk and JD. So they were in a commercial, and that was pretty good. That was for T-Mobile, I guess. My issue with any of these commercials are that you get so caught up on the stars and that you almost don't even know what the advertisement was. But this is where there's a little bit of marketing skill is if it goes viral, then people share it. And if people share it, then they keep watching it. And then they keep watching it, hopefully eventually there'll be some brand recognition. So that was pretty good. Now, one ad was on the Mexican avocados. So I didn't know that Mexican avocados is a Super Bowl tradition. Well, I guess guacamole is a Super Bowl tradition. So there's always either a seven-layer dip, guacamole, or whatever. Well, apparently we get our Mexican avocados from Mexico, right? And the Michoacan state is, I think, the one state allowed to send, to export avocados in. Well, apparently, we have had to, in the U.S., stop imports of Mexican avocados. And this is some crazy stuff, people. They say the U.S. government has suspended the import of Mexican avocados until further notice. Why? Apparently, the inspector was threatened. The inspectors were threatened, and the drug cartel, there might be some turf war with the avocado farms. And so, you know, when you watch Narcos and you hear, you know, what's going on in Mexico, and you go, well, that's not all of Mexico. You know, and I've been to Mexico, and I love Mexico and all that. And, you know, you think, okay, yeah, there's cartel, but it doesn't pervade every, and it does. The cartel does. If there's something that exists and it's lucrative, there's a good chance that the cartel has their fingers in it. And so this is very concerning. It's one of those things where people are like, well, that's okay, we'll get avocados from California or wherever else they grow avocados. It's concerning because, number one, is the avocado industry is huge for Mexico. And they really need us. And we Americans, we love getting our guacamole. And we love avocados. Avocado is a healthy fat. So I like getting those sandwiches where you can get avocado on your chicken. So I'll have like a chicken sandwich with avocado. And with the avocado, it's creamy enough that you don't need mayo. You don't need all the other condiments. It's avocado is great. So I like using it. I've started to incorporate avocado because it's healthy fat. And it's tasty, and it's green. I want to get more green stuff into my body because I could use more green. And so for the U.S. to have to stop the import, not because, you know, of politics or whatever, is somebody threatened. If the inspectors are getting threatened, that means we can't trust the inspection process. Because if an inspector's like, wait a second, that's not right, that's not clean, and they're threatened, then they're like, it's fine, go. Now, where this is a lot heavier, and I don't want to get too heavy with this in terms of theorizing, but how many places do we get our products from overseas that have very obtrusive, dominating sort of public officials, or we get a lot of our stuff from China. This is why years ago we started to kind of boycott a lot of products, because we were like, this made in China, they cleared inspection. Well, what was the inspection process? Was it, oh, you know what, just whatever, send it, they won't notice? Or was it a really thorough inspecting process? So if from Mexico, we got a lot of things made in Mexico. If the cartel is threatening anybody doing an honest inspection and we're getting stuff halfway or half-assed, then it's not safe. And then we have tons of safety issues. So anyway, according to the AP News, avocado experts are the latest victim of the drug cartel turf battles and extortion of avocado growers. Extortion of the growers in the western state of Michoacán is the only state in Mexico fully authorized to export to the U.S. market. Apparently, the inspector received a threatening message on his cell phone. Now, they just spent $5+ billion, maybe more, on their Mexican avocado commercial in America. I think it had Julius Caesar, right? And he's like, I like salad. We're like, we all know you like salad. Apparently, it's a tailgate. They were about to do some amphitheater, the Roman Colosseum, some sort of sport they were tailgating. And then all of a sudden, and I guess they're talking trash between the two teams, somebody has guacamole. They're like, what is that? Like, well, it's guacamole made with Mexican avocados. It's like, oh, no. And then everybody starts to be friends, and they start to take this party up a notch. So I thought that was a pretty good commercial. But this is just, you know, we understand that we have some very, very evil, I'm trying to think of the word for it, where, you know, we live in a free country, and mind you, when our freedoms were trampled on, boy, did we lose our minds. But there are other entities and other areas where, I mean, the freedoms we have are thousands times more than they have. And the people that are I'm in a position to basically rule them. And when evil rules, bad things come out of it. And so the cartel is very powerful. China is very powerful. These entities are pretty powerful. And so I think we really need to concentrate made in America. I hate to do that, but, you know, if we want to trust what we get, and if we want our guacamole, 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Silver. Forever has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The federal judge presiding over the hate crimes trial of three white men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery said she would see a jury today after a week spent asking potential jurors what they already knew about the black man's death as well as their views on racism in America. U.S. District Court Judge Lisa Godbey Wood said she's ready to start the trial once a pool of 64 people deemed qualified to serve as impartial jurors is narrowed to the panel of 12 plus 4 alternates. A judge last month sentenced father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan to life in prison for their murder convictions. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky spoke to President Joe Biden insisting that Ukrainians have their country under safe and reliable protection. The Biden administration has become increasingly outspoken about its concerns that Russia will stage an incident as they've now built up over 130,000 troops on Ukraine's borders. This is USA Radio News. A new filing from Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham says Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign paid a technology company to infiltrate Trump Tower servers and then later the White House. Durham in his motion said the purpose of the infiltration was to establish a narrative of collusion between Donald Trump and Russia. Durham, who was appointed by then Attorney General William Barr to lead a review into the Russia investigation, made the claim that brought charges against an FBI attorney and former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman, who is currently charged with making false statements to a federal agent. Ahead of his promised intent to name his nominee to the Supreme Court by the end of the month and sticking to the pledge to name the court's first black woman, President Joe Biden indicated to Senate Democrats he will start interviewing prospective candidates for the vacancy this week. Emerging from a White House meeting with Biden, Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin said they're all anxious to get started with the process and confirmed that Biden would be going to take up meetings with the nominees this week. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, while we all were scrambling on what to do with Valentine's and Super Bowl, there was a lot of scrambling in the Ukraine around the Ukraine-Russian border and what our Americans were going to do
in terms of staying in state. In the country or leaving, and over the weekend,
they were told that they need to get out now, because if they do not, America was not going to put American lives in danger for those who chose not to leave, meaning their troops. And so seeing 24 to 48 hours of Americans trying to scramble to get out of the Ukraine when we heard just a couple of weeks ago, because remember a couple of weeks ago, I was like, why isn't everybody getting out now? What the heck is going on? Get out now. I don't know. Why are they leaving them? I mean, they could work remotely. Everybody's been working remotely anyway with COVID. They could get into a safer country. They could, you know, I mean, they don't have to be in Ukraine if it's going to be this close to, but no. They kept them. And then all of a sudden, there was all this scrambling for any of the Americans and the diplomatic corps to get out. Again, I had a big concern with the terminology or the phrasing of people choosing not to leave. That I'd like to know is that who's asking these Americans that are staying there, you know, what are their reasons? Is it because some of them have COVID and no one's going to let them get on a plane? No one's going to let them? Is it because they're taking care of sick family members? So hopefully everybody who needed to get out of there, you know, from an American standpoint, did. I doubt it. I think there's a lot of people there not by choice of their own. And so we'll keep you posted on that. In the meantime, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has suggested to President Vladimir Putin to take a diplomatic route to procure security guarantees from the West. So apparently some people in Russia still want there to be diplomacy, and they do not want Putin to move in. And Russia's foreign minister has reportedly suggested to his boss that Moscow use diplomacy to obtain concessions from the West after U.S. officials warned a Russian attack on Ukraine could happen any day now. Now, this is very interesting. This could have been, you know, a plan. You know, I love the psychology of politics and the psychology of these world leaders. And maybe there's something that you know, Russia really, really wanted. And being on the brink of war and letting everybody digest that and letting that settle in, like what that would be like, I think many times right on the verge of war, people will change their mind. And so their foreign minister thinks that Putin probably gets some good stuff right now, which is under the guise of seeking a diplomatic route. So Russia is demanding that Ukraine never be permitted to become a NATO member. Now, we spoke about this. Okay, Russia is not happy about Eastern Europe going to NATO. NATO is an alliance where if you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. And with NATO, it's an alliance of 30 countries right now. It's been expanding, you know, to Eastern Europe. And if you mess with one of those NATO countries, then you get America, Canada, France, UK, they all bring the rain. Well, the Ukraine want to join NATO. And in fact, there was a comment made by Vadim Pristiko, Ukraine's ambassador to the UK, who originally told BBC that his country might be willing to drop its ambition to join NATO to avert war. Well, again, otherwise the Ukraine's going to be a sitting duck if they don't join NATO. NATO, though, in order to accept Ukraine, that has to be unanimous because, again, these other countries have to be willing to go to war with Russia. You know, nobody's really attacking France. So, you know, it's very easy to go, yay, okay, yay, France. France, you know, but when they accept a country, they have to all be of the same mind if somebody decides to move in on them, we have no problem sacrificing our men and women to fight for that single country. And so even if Ukraine wants to join NATO, there's still no 100% guarantee. However, they quickly backpedaled on that. And a spokesperson for Vladimir Zelensky said, no, the NATO membership does remain an absolute priority for Ukraine. And so Ukraine now really, really wants to,
wants to now join NATO, and I don't blame him. I think Ukraine realizes they could be in trouble. I think the Ukraine would put up a good fight, but Russia obviously has a lot of forces. And remember, this all stems from the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. Right? 15 countries were born, Russia the biggest, but Russia wants to get back those other territories that were formerly theirs under the Soviet Union. And so they've already made moves on Crimea, and they, you know, the Ukraine is just, you know, ripe for the picking, according to Russia. And so, you know, maybe NATO might say, you know what, guys, we don't want, we're going to be dragged into a war anyway, whether the Ukraine is a part of it or not. So let's just do it. So there, you know, there is a chance, a small chance that this can be averted. We keep being told that war is imminent. It could happen at any time. And National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told CNN on Sunday that a Russian attack on Ukraine could happen any day now. That includes this coming week. And one of you had asked why is this proposed invasion being dragged out? Why is it so, you know, we're going to attack, or why is it drawn? And I think it's not that Putin planned that. Putin probably had a date in mind that was maybe, you know, let's say February 20th. But because of satellites, and because in this day and age, things can, you know, get out pretty quickly, people found out earlier. So if he needed, you know, the multiple weeks to prepare and amass and plan and surround the country, he got caught in the middle of it. And so while they're doing diplomacy, they keep bringing in troops and things like that. In the meantime, though, we have time to, you know, help our European allies in case they get dragged into war, help, you know, Ukraine. We gave them tons of weapons. We deployed 3,000 troops, 2,000 to Poland and Germany. 1,000 from Germany got moved and switched to Romania. And then I think we've offered another 3,000 troops. So I'm hoping this doesn't move forward. And it could just be that, you know, Putin wants to get what he wants. But here's the thing. What does Putin want? Putin doesn't want the countries of the former Soviet Union to go into NATO. Why not? Because he wants them back. They want them back. So whatever diplomacy gets achieved, it's very temporary. And that's kind of a concern that's why this is so complicated. And by the way, there's probably a lot more to this. All the news is talking about is the NATO and control of Ukraine and things like that. There's probably other ambitions. And if Putin was going to use any time in U.S. history or U.S. present day to do this, it would be while the world is still grappling with COVID, while there's scandal after scandal going on, right, in America, and, you know, the midterms are, you know, elections coming, and every, you know, while there's all these distractions, it seems like they're going to take advantage. And China will too. So I hope it doesn't go there, but I think the reason why it seems to be lasting so long is it's not, you know, surprise attacks take months, and this isn't a surprise attack anymore. So they're just finishing their buildup. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts.
And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app. Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the card?
Yes, the Royal Flush.
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I am hopefully very, very optimistic that after this next wave, we start to get to a little bit of normalcy, not because there's going to be no more variants. We still will have variants. I think COVID is still going to be around, but because I think the public is speaking up. I think we are starting to, especially the Democrats, are starting to see that their policies were not that popular. And so lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, not very popular. And we'll see. We'll watch what's happening with the truck convoy. We'll talk about that. There's been some turns to that that has happened. But in terms of what's going on here in America, even though there are some trucker convoys, I told you guys the Super Bowl wouldn't be stopped. There's so much traffic in California, the convoy would have just, you know, reminded everybody they live in a state with traffic. So I wasn't too worried about that. But what worries me is how polarized the country gets. And it's not just COVID. It's on everything. And, you know, the Civil War happened in the 1860s because there were multiple things that the country was doing that those of us who lived in America could not live with anymore. Slavery, some of the other sort of economic decisions that were made. And so something like that was big enough to tear the country apart. And it did. But thank God we don't have slavery anymore. Thank God things have changed since then. But we do have issues that people are very, very passionate about. They're very passionate about what their kids wear on their face, what their kids are taught in school. They're passionate about keeping their job. They're passionate about what gets injected into their body. And rather than there being this, you know, let's discuss it, let's not mandate, let's not be fascist about it, let's, you know, give options, we saw this country almost choose a side, and even though there's a whole spectrum, you know, like I'm pro-vaccine, but I'm anti-mandate, you know, so where am I on the spectrum? In the middle? So, you know, we saw people, you know, turn against each other. We saw them, you know, I'm not going to treat them, you know, people say, I'm not going to serve them dinner. I'm not going to serve them in this restaurant. I'm not going to treat them as patients. I'm not going to. You're like, how could you do that to another fellow human being? And then you have others saying, well, to heck with this. I'm going to stop traffic. I'm going to stop, you know, and it's almost like people are looking for a war. And it's not just only with COVID. It's, you know, well, how do we handle crime? How do we approach our police? How do we approach the safety, you know, how do we approach our education? How do we approach the economy with the spending? Now, mind you, I've been around, so I understand with politics, it's always pretty tumultuous and, you know, the pendulum swings where somebody goes completely left and then somebody goes completely right. But we really are at a point now, and COVID might have done this, to actually put us in a position for us to possibly have our own civil war. There was an interesting story here where Levi's brand president got fired because she spoke out. She started working for Levi's after competing for Team USA as a gymnast in 1986 at the Goodwill Games in Russia. This is Jennifer Say. And she got fired because she spoke out against COVID measures for kids. I guess she was offered allegedly $1 million to stay quiet, but she relocated from California to Denver so her children could have a, quote, normal childhood. Now, I'm not going to go too much into her story, you know, in her days of CEO or whatever, but she was offered a $1 million severance package. She'd have to sign a non-disclosure agreement on why she was pushed out. And then she decided she turned it down. But the interesting point of the story is she moved to Denver as a safe zone. Now, Denver and Colorado, I mean, you know, Colorado is considered a blue state, but I guess people have been leaving California to move to not safer so much from crime, but to be in, quote-unquote, a normal sort of, you know, either school district or curriculum. And I'm seeing this. There's a push for people to go to Florida from New York, or people to go to Texas. There's people leaving Texas. I'm hearing that people are trying to get their abortion in record numbers. I guess they're trying to quickly get their abortion. I really would love for us to focus on how to prevent these unwanted pregnancies. I don't know why we have so many women that just got pregnant in the last few weeks accidentally. We have to, as a country, do better to help stop unwanted pregnancy. But apparently, it's both sides. Some people are fleeing to leave Texas because they don't like the restrictive abortion rules, or they're fleeing to leave some of the other states in terms of, or like Florida, because of their looseness on masks. And how do we do this? If you have states that are safe havens for some, other states that are safe havens for others. Now, I get that some states might not have state income tax, like Florida, like Nevada. I think Hawaii maybe also. I need to double check. So those are states that people want to go to, and they're, and you know, so I get that some states may be more economically advantageous. But this is the first time I've seen where people don't want to lose their job. They don't want their kids to feel obstructed and suppressed and oppressed, you know, and or they want to, you know, have say or have some sort of choice in what the schools are learning, the kids are learning. And so they move. They have to find a state that they feel that state will protect their rights. Now, America is supposed to protect your rights. We're not supposed to have one state that will be your safe haven for what you want or what you need. But with the latest sort of ideologies, it's being very subjective on what liberties you're supposed to have and what liberties you can't have. Some people are fleeing, let's say, California, because they don't want to have to pay higher taxes to take on many of the undocumented people coming in. But, you know, if America's a land of liberty, some people think that's more of a liberty, you know, allowing, you know, anybody that wants to come in and open borders. Whereas others are like, why am I being forced to pay for this? You know, where's that liberty? And how do I afford to do this? What, so it's, we're getting, even if COVID goes away, which I'm hoping it does, we are sadly seeing people that feel like they have to escape where they are to go to a safer place. And we aren't going to just be able to cut the country in half. That's, you know, the Civil War was like the North fight this, the South fight this. That's, we're not going to be able to do that. We have, you know, Midwest. I mean, well, that's what might end up happening. Well, it might end up happening is, you know, even though you do have Florida and you do have the South, you almost have, you have the Midwest more right. You have the Eastern Seaboard and the West, like California, more. I don't know how that would happen, and I don't want to see it happen. I don't want to see America fall apart like this, because the average American is really moderate. We don't get to hear from those moderates. We only get to hear from the politician making these rules. And until we have more moderate or centrist sort of politicians, you know, we're going to be in trouble. I know some people are like, well, nothing gets done then. You know, people like Joe Manchin or Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski or Kristen Sinema, they ruin the country because nothing gets done. Yeah, but maybe they also stabilize it a little bit. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.